Hello. This is right, Minister the Prophetess. The finished work of Christ, episode 689, since 89. We've been talking about the death of Christ, and we are now on the revelatory facts. So I want us to go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And by now you should know how to say it off the cuff, offhand. Okay, so let's go from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, which Paul said, see, you've not believed in vain, but because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, so I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we look at the death of Christ, we've looked at the physical events, we're not on the revelation, we've gone to Genesis, we've gone to the incarnation in Luke 1, we've gone to 1 Kings, and now we are on Proverbs 4:20 that says, my son, pay attention to my word. Why should I pay attention to God's word? So listen, if you have to pay attention to God's word, you have to decrease your attention that you have on all these social media. If you really want to pay attention to God's word and focus all that attention at that time on the word of God, that is how you pay attention. So we are on Mark 11. In Mark 11, Jesus was with his disciples and he saw the fig tree, wanted fruit of it. There was none. He cursed it. When they were coming back the following day, they said, Master, Master, look at the fig tree you cursed. It is dead. And Jesus said something so profound in Mark 11:23. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Who is going to speak to a mountain? Who is that? Show me who. Is it not the Pope? Is it not the highest priest? Why should an ordinary person speak to mountains? And will they obey? Jesus said yes. So went to Genesis to look at the man God created. Realized that the man God created really had dominion, or has dominion, and he is fit to be a ruler. Man is fit to be a ruler. So we are now looking at the kind of dominion Jesus says is given to us. Is it one to rule our fellow human beings? And in Matthew 20, we saw that Jesus said, no way, you must move by a different model. What you see the tyrants and the unbelievers and the people of the world doing, he said, that is not your calling. We read from Passion Translation of Matthew 20. Oh, it is so beautiful. He said, Jesus called them, said, the greatest among you will live as the one who is called to serve others, because the greatest honor and authority is reserved for the one with the heart of a servant. So this is what we are gunning for this. Oh, if you're listening, you and I said, we are gunning for this so that we have this kind of heart. Why? The greatest honor and authority, dominion, is reserved for you. So we want to today look at Jesus. When Jesus said this to them, he wanted to demonstrate. Jesus wanted to, what did I say? Demonstrate what he meant by when you have a heart. He said, the Son of Man. So he's saying he was giving them the reason for his coming. For the Son of Man did not come expecting to be saved, but to save and to give his life in exchange for the salvation of many. Say, I am the greatest servant of all. And because I am a servant, you will see the authority operating in me. The authority I gave, or I'm giving, all God has given to man, is not to rule over his fellow human beings. But this, I want to show you what this authority is for. Huh. I don't know whether you're hearing your name, but I'm hearing my name, Olivia. This is the authority. Can you watch? Can you watch this space? Can you watch and see how this authority is meant to be? So Jesus moved. We're talking about Matthew 20. Please sit down and read from verse 25, that's to 28 is what we just read. But let's go to Matthew 29. From there, what happened is amazing. From verse 29 to 34. So let's do it in the King James, and then we will come back to the other translations. And I've told you already. I mean, if you've been here, then you know that as a prophetess, when she goes for a scripture, she will by all means go for another version. I will always go for another version. So because the comparison is so good, it will help you. So King James says, and behold, when Jesus has said this, and behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard Jesus pass. But before even this, it will tell you that when Jesus moved, there was a crowd that followed him. And as Jesus left Jericho, a huge crowd gathered and followed him. And there were two blind men. So when Jesus moved, a crowd followed. A crowd followed. Why? People need the Lord. People need the Lord. People need a man who is walking in this dominion. And remember, the foundation for this dominion to grow is the heart of a servant. A heart of a servant. And we will see Jesus demonstrating it. So already a crowd. And many times I've wondered, why isn't the crowd following me? Why isn't the crowd gathering? And he said, where the carcasses, there the vultures will gather. If there is a carcass, the vultures will gather. Or vultures. So if the vultures are not gathering, there is no carcass. Please, it's so simple. Very simple. Why are people not gathering around you? Because there is no carcass to eat. The vultures gather because there is a carcass to feed on. And if they are not gathering, then please, it means that there is no carcass available. And that means you must look at yourself again and see, where will I get the carcass to feed them? You are so blessed, blessed, blessed. Come back for more.